Oh, do you get DPs?
DPs?
Pics. Pictures of
cocks. I just didn't want to say that.
Cocks.
I know you would like be totally into
huge
it.
Cocks, bro.
Wait, I don't think the apps even allow them to do that.
Huh? Why not?
The horrendous Bumble profiles I've come, I'm collecting them. I have a whole album of them. I am losing hope in love. The one thing you should know about me is I'm in a sexually open relationship.
Hey, that one is very direct.
Thanks.
Very direct.
Thanks for the honesty. Very.
Welcome back to the Luke and Carter Show, the world's number podcast filmed in an actual bar. And today, we are in Yoasobi by Kempai. Guys, hang on. Before you get too excited, I got something special for you. Alright, drum roll please. We have the overflowing sake. Which is going to be brought in right now. Woohoo! Ooh. It's like a shot glass. Oh, that's a very big bottle of sake.
No wonder it's overflowing.
Whoa.
There's a little square thing to collect all the extra sake.
I like this. No alcohol wastage.
You know what? This is how when you tell people like, oh, only one shot only, ma. Actually, it's this one.
The shot.
Yes, this is my kind of one.
Do you guys like sake?
I do.
Okay, right. Then we'll get you.
We're silent because we don't drink. Wow. So how does one drink overflowing sake? From the square cup or the cup?
I think just with your tongue.
And then when you're done with the cup, you scoop it from the plate.
Okay, bota bolampa.
So we double shot it.
We're gonna do a double shot, which is an overflowing sake. It's a lot of sake. Let's go. Cheers, bro. Man.
I'm not gonna try.
Okay, cheers is a bad idea.
Alright.
Woo! So I drink.
Oh my
okay.
God.
Drink.
Oh, I think Daniel won that one.
Wow.
Oof. There's no surprise. I am the record holder.
Oof. Now, I'll be honest with you. That was a lot of sake.
Yeah, so I think we should get moving before you.
Before that, I want to wash it down with this lovely Jimmy Highball. This is the whiskey sour, right?
Oh, this episode is going to be good.
Yep. You know what? It's not like I have anything on later or tomorrow.
Do it. I wonder what he's like when he's drunk. Yeah. Does he say penis more often?
The thing is, right?
No, he just touches them more often.
I'm so glad John is gone and I'm taking his place.
I was going to say, I'm so glad I don't have a penis. Anyway, now, speaking of penis. Now, the penis, right, according to some biologists.
His true desires are coming up.
Some biologists, they say it's the first thing to form in a fetus.
Okay, wonderful. Let's.
Is that?
And no wonder men think with their dicks.
Yeah, that's why the men think with their dicks. And then because women don't have dicks, right? Then it doesn't form, ma. So therefore, right, they don't need serve NS. So speaking of the, as that is the first thing, right? We're talking about first moves, okay? I'm horrible at transitions, but you know that's on purpose. Now I want to ask you guys one thing, which is like, you know how there is this whole thing, right? And this is a tale as old as time, right? Men are oftentimes seen to be expected to make the first move, right? So I want to ask you guys this, right? Things are a little bit different now, right? Things are a little bit more different now. How do you think it is different? We'll hear from Daniel first. Daniel, go for it.
Oh, as in, for me, it's a huge thing that I like if someone else makes the first move.
Okay, so if you're going out with Daniel, make the first move.
Yes.
Okay.
Because, right, I'll always err on the side of caution because I just assume everybody is nice and I'm nice to them. So if there's anything more than that, right, you need to be like crystal fucking clear.
Right, so they have to say, hi, would you like to go out on a date,
with me?
Again with the, hey handsome, would you like
to go out on a date?
I think I respond better to cutie, because like...
Hey cutie, okay, okay. Yeah. Ladies,
your take notes,
yeah.
He's a cutie
like,
kind of guy.
Handsome is like a bit too like generic. Like, cause
hey
it's
cutie.
Too mama. It's too like, hey handsome, like... It's just,
then tone of voice,
hey handsome.
Yeah, like
hi.
Like
hey,
seductive
cutie.
Or
no,
like
no.
Hi.
Hey like, cutie.
Motherly. What the?
I don't know. Okay, we don't kink shame on this show, okay?
Hey cutie.
Just be genuine.
Hey cutie.
Hey cutie. One day not, chibai.
So for me it's no guys. So
okay. So all we know what that's what we've learned today. Yes. No guys. That's sake
not
get faster than normal alcohol.
Are you feeling it?
Can I just check?
What?
What the f? I barely drank today, but then that... Okay, now, continue. So,
this is gonna be great.
Yeah, I think for me, it's if someone else makes the first move. Like, it makes me a lot more comfortable.
But do you though? Like, because okay, so now
I have this hot take, which might be a hot take according to Kate. Oh, I rhymed.
I like him on like, alcohol.
Right. Men need to put themselves in the market, but women are always on the market. What I mean by that is that because of the dynamic of men oftentimes making the first move, right? If you don't make the first move as a guy, you become, this is my hot take lah, incel and everything like that, that complains, but then they actually don't actually put in steps to, you know, shower and make themselves attractive enough to be, what's the nice word? Gabby just lah, you know? So,
listen, you don't have to be attractive, but you definitely have to shower, okay?
No, but these people, they don't take care of themselves, and then they ask like, why got no girl like me when they don't like,
yeah, take care of themselves, you know?
One
like,
word, hygiene deodorant.
Is attractive, okay?
Yeah, hygiene is attractive.
This one might be a bit deep, like, but so like you don't like yourself, like, how are people gonna like you?
Yeah, exactly. Wow, it's like self-respect, like basic hygiene.
Yeah,
you take care of yourself.
Right, yeah. So that's my hot take. Which, okay. What do you think about it, right? Do you think that it's true that women don't need to put in effort to put themselves on the market? Or do you think that it's equalized, especially now in this day and age?
Excuse you. We take care of ourselves every day. Yeah. We put on our faces. We put on nice outfits every day.
But is that... But who's that for?
Yeah, who's that
it's
for?
It's for ourselves.
No, the question is... But
you're collateral beneficiaries of this, okay?
The question is, do women not need to take good care of themselves, right?
Or No. I'm saying that. I'm saying because of this whole thing about making the first move, right?
Yeah.
I recently came across this hot take... which is like, hey, women don't need to try and they're already on the market.
That means by
that's because y'all think with your dicks, right?
Hey, I never asked why, okay? It's because, right, no matter what, right, no matter
whatever, quote-unquote, high value, low value, someone mentioned just now, there will be a fella that would want to... Yeah, that's the word.
But that's not who we want. We don't just want any guy. Like, and also, men usually would go for women that they find attractive, and an attractive woman that is considered attractive in society would usually look like she takes care of herself, right? She wouldn't have like scraggly hair and crusty forehead.
I mean, again, you know, it's all preference, you know, and personality plays a big part of it as well. But like, you know, I like to leave the house looking at least presentable, unless I really don't give a shit on that day.
Like, you think of the girls you've ever liked.
I like to look as homeless as possible.
Kind of,
but it's a vibe, dude. Like, that's your vibe. You're like homeless chic, you know?
That was literally my Tinder bio for a while.
Oh my god.
She's nailed it.
Homeless chic.
It's a vibe.
That was the vibe.
Like Post Malone. Like that kind of vibe.
Yeah, but not as like wretched.
Like, what? Because okay, so where I'm going with this, right, is that right now there is not necessarily a new thing lah, but in terms of generation wise, we're in a generation where we have dating apps, and not only just dating apps, but we have Bumble, which is a dating app where females have to
like engage first. Right? Mm. So do you think, right? Have you ever used Bumble? Let me just
Yep.
No, I didn't expect you to lah, right? So do you think that the whole female making the first move thing is something that is, I would say, okay, but what do you think about it? Do you think that is a better alternative, or
if I felt something for a person first, I would express myself. I feel like I'm a very expressive person, so like, you know, and if the answer is no, then I know very fast, very quickly,
I also but I also feel like chicks don't fall in love before guys put in effort. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Have this opinion where like chicks will not fall in love with you, right, unless they like, chicks need to be wooed for them to like the guy.
You know what's funny is my brother.
They don't like the guy first one.
My brother actually told me that if a guy doesn't chase, right, and if you have to wonder if he likes you, then he doesn't like you enough.
Yeah, that's true.
Is that true?
I don't know.
No, that's true.
I think so. We're very straightforward.
That's true.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like, if I like you, right, I really
so
like,
it's funny that you would say that because this is what I think.
Yeah.
Okay, you see, right?
He's so drunk right now.
I'm fine. No. You see, right?
Thanks for calling me out, Kate.
The thing is, right?
I believe that girls will not immediately like you unless you say outright, right? And I think this is something that we discussed in a previous episode. However, that is the reason why I'm not as direct and as what Daniel would like to describe guys as.
I will kind of play the game and like you know, talk to her about other girls.
But that's because you're also a social
That's
part.
So funny because in the other episode, he says that girls do this to make guys jealous and get their attention.
I never say I never do what?
Self-exposed.
I never say I never do what?
Oh my gosh. Projecting,
I think regardless of gender, right, if you want something, right, it's on you to go and grab it. Go and ask for it.
But then there also will be guys out there who are like, you know, who feel it's very off-putting for girls to make the first move. And hey, maybe you're just not compatible.
Yeah, you're not one for me.
Yeah, that's okay.
Bad communication. Whack.
Well, you said that you've used Bumble before. What was your experience like? I also want to know your opening line.
Huh? My opening line?
Yeah, how do you usually slide into like these guys?
Okay.
The messages.
Okay, I'm so glad you asked this question. I think he's seen my stories.
I've seen a few.
The horrendous Bumble profiles I've come. I'm collecting them. I have a whole album of them.
Are you still on Bumble now?
I love
Yes, I am.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
It's like highlights of the week. Every week, there'll be a new horrible profile.
Amazing content.
Oh my god, I can't wait for you to post
this. I can like read some out to you, but wow, it's okay. Some of the profiles I see is so horrendous, right? I am losing hope in love. Like I go on the app to be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna find my prince charming. I'm an optimistic woman, okay?
Like every day you think like, hey, maybe this is the one.
Yeah, maybe today is the day. Yeah, maybe today is the day. Then I swipe the profile, then be like, I'm a low maintenance guy. Come chill, haha.
Or wait, like, what's wrong with that?
Huh? Like, what,
are you serious?
No, it's like, is this his bio?
Yeah. Or like, the way to win me over is, you pay for dinner, haha. Then, or like, something like that. Something
classy, huh? Gentlemen these days are classy, huh?
Yeah.
Wait. So, what's wrong with girls buying dinner?
There's nothing wrong with girls buying dinner. There's something wrong with making that your opening line. That's like, why is that your opening line?
Especially like coming in, it's like, hey, I don't want to put in effort. Hi. Like,
yeah, exactly. Like exactly. Okay, okay. So that's the thing. Like, you put your best self on that profile, right? It's curated.
Mm.
Like, I put in so much effort in my profile. I have, like, I made a custom advertisement for myself. Yeah, can.
Okay, okay. Wait, is this your profile?
No, I gave review.
Okay.
I critique.
We were all critiquing her Bumble.
Okay. Dan's gonna make this, like, damn good too.
Okay, how about this? We see your profile. Right, then assuming that Bumble is not a lady's first app, right? We see what would our opening line to her be. Okay,
I don't know this opening line,
when you are matched with someone, then you need to say hi or what, like,
right,
or like, hey.
Right.
Okay, Bumble, right, took down my advertisement video because they say, oh, there's text in your video, so we can't have it. But Hinge, let me put it there so you can look at this profile. So,
this is Hinge.
Yes, the advertisement for my life. Babe. I made an advertisement for myself.
Babe, this is hilarious.
What do you mean by advertisement?
Babe!
I made an advertisement for myself to promote myself on the app because I want to stand
look
out.
At this.
Oh my god. That's like
USP, sorry, USP call to action.
Back by popular demand. Swipe right now while stocks last. Single for a limited time only.
Can I just be honest?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I don't usually say bad things about other women, you know.
Usually,
because women support women.
Yeah,
but you know I love you.
Yeah.
But what the fuck is this? Listen. If people don't know you or people don't follow you on TikTok or Instagram, like or know you like we do, right? We would think this is like, they would think that this is such an up yourself video. Okay, Dan, this is your turn now.
Okay. No, I understand that point of view.
Okay. Like, first of all, like, it's immediate green flag for sense of humor.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because like it is so cringe to the point where this is intentionally done.
It is so cringe to the point where
it's so cringe to the point where this person obviously is having a joke. Why your voice is not all inside now?
Oh, that's Hinge.
Okay, if that's what you think of the video, I don't think you want to play the voice note. Okay.
Oh my god.
A special talent of mine.
Oh my god, it's the nose kazoo! Is it the nose kazoo?
Okay, bye.
Wait.
Okay. If I played that sound, right, I would know you are completely joking and you are like ace in sense of humor because she's super fucking funny.
Thank you.
Okay.
The critique here, right, is that it's a double thing. So you've already proved a special talent, right? And then your unusual skill is I can make it sound like I'm playing saxophone in my nose.
Then got context.
No, but I see, like, it feels like it's repeated because, like, you already want to, like, beat them with the what the hell is that? So then, like, then you're giving the guy space to ask.
Yeah. That's how you lead gen.
But now you're giving the answer away. So then it becomes less of a talking point. So you have a very, like, strong, funny thing, right? But then you're not allowing people to engage with that sound.
So that I can get the what is that?
Yes.
Like, what instrument is that?
Yeah, what instrument is that? Are you playing the kazoo? It's like, no, that's my nose.
Okay.
Then it's like, oh my god, you're so talented, which is what, like, you know, they're trying to
say. And then someone as cool as Dan will swipe lah.
Dan's pretty cool.
Depends. Yeah. I'm not on his app. So.
Right.
I go crazy for Michael Jackson. That one is a Michael Jackson is always a I don't know what color flag. Could be black or could be white.
Okay.
It's Michael Jackson. My king.
Earrings or miniature food items, bubble tea.
Well, can we genuinely show like your profile?
Yeah, you can.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
okay.
Then you can like blast up my profile so I can have a higher chance of finding my guy.
Okay.
Alright, you heard that, guys.
We boost.
Either that or everyone gonna call me cringe.
Edit right here.
Oh, you're gonna.
How do I view her?
Is that
my screen? I think it's also like the double like Halloween-ish or makeup, like the blue hair one.
Yeah.
Wait, I want to see that. Can you flip it over?
Yeah, we don't know what you're looking at.
Yeah,
oh,
because, okay, but it's because of the caption, because the prompt is my best blue steel. And if you watch the Zoolander, right. blue steel is where you wear the blue lipstick and then he goes. I had a picture for that.
Okay.
So,
like keeping it recent from your new show and
yeah,
everything.
Yeah. Oh. Keep it recent.
Recent. Don't be out here catfishing.
Nah, no catfish. I look better in real life, just so you know. Bookings available.
Oh my god, I love this girl.
I'm just kidding. Y'all don't DM me and say all this. I don't want to make a booking.
How okay, serious?
Also, like you've got like the figuring out my dating goals. I'm not the one if you're looking to do situationships at hookup. So at least there's still like an indication of what you're not looking for, you know? So I think it's a strong profile. It's overall well done.
Yeah. I want to. Oh, thank you. I am honored.
Now, I've only glanced at it, right? At what Daniel has showed us. And I just want to say, like, how often do you get people saying, like, girl, you trying too hard?
On the dating apps?
Ah.
No, no one has ever told me
what,
that.
What do you get then?
Oh, I get people who will, like, respond to the ad. They'll be like, oh my god, where can I order? Or they will be like...
So cute. Or they will, okay lah, so I was wrong. I admit I was wrong.
Because I think the guys who find me cringe wouldn't even reply in the first place. They would just cross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sorry, then, I'm basic.
Oh, no. Like, yeah. And then the nose kazoo, they'll be like, I need to see that in real life. Or, like, how do you do that? Something like that. But I think, right, it might have been a double-edged sword because I think I directed all the attention towards this gimmick. When it should have been like to more other aspects of like my dating profile,
like who you are as a person. I mean, this is who you are as kinda, a person
yeah,
as
this
well.
Is her,
right? Yeah.
This is a very content creator approach to a dating profile. You know, with the flashy like 3 seconds of grab your attention. You know,
yeah.
The psychedelic heart background.
It's hilarious, but you are a cutie, lah. So you know.
So what has been the reception? Any like what's the verdict here? Any nice boys that has responded, and how did they make it work? What was the winning lines?
Winning lines, okay. So there are people who will be like, there was this guy that was like, oh, as a man who works in advertising, this is a A-star advertisement. And I was like, oh my god.
Where do you work?
Like, not the career related compliment.
You say that in your Bumble experiences, right? The winning lines are usually the people that like. What the advertising one? What are like the worst lines? What are the highlights of what you share with your audience?
Whoa,
every
do you get
day?
DPs?
Dick pics. Pictures of cocks.
I don't want to say
hard
that.
Cocks.
I know you would like be
hard,
totally into
huge
it.
Huge cocks, bro.
Wait, I don't think cocks of, I don't think the apps even allow them to do that.
Huh, why not?
What they can send you photos, right? So they can send you literally any photo, right?
Like, you have to match them first, and I don't match a lot of people to begin with. Like I'm very picky for no reason.
Right. No, for good reason.
Good reason.
I see self-worth.
I see like one small thing in the profile. I'm like, nope.
No, that's
you.
Good, that's
like,
good. That's how, really how you filter out the junk, you know?
Not
to call everybody junk.
Back in the day, I got one comment from Bumble, which is like, this person said I look like a gay magician, and I got so confused.
What is a game magician?
I don't know.
A magician that also moderates games?
Gay.
He thinks you're magical and you have that dramatic touch to it.
I mean, you do have a dramatic touch to some things you do.
Oh,
what are you trying to say, bro?
You don't see it as a bad thing.
What are you trying to say?
It's not a bad thing.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah,
it's
would
like
you rather be called a typical straight man?
Yeah.
That's actually an insult.
Wow, boring. It must be so painful to be called straight. What are you talking about?
No, it's not an
Listen,
insult.
Listen, we're trying to make you feel better, okay? Just take it.
Okay, okay, fine, fine. But apparently, according to you ladies, that I'm not a typical straight man. Lah.
No lah, you are...
No, wait, no. No lah. Okay, when we say typical straight man, right, usually we mean it derogatory.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, when I tell him about my feelings, then he just say, oh yeah, I tell you I want to go home. What a typical straight man. Like, so when you are not a typical straight man, you are doing a good job. Right, so these are actually horrendous profiles. There was a man who said that we do not form a full moon on this TikTok filter, and hence we are not compatible, and we should. And he literally
but
just
that
asked.
That one sounds about like as right as astrology.
No, but
yeah, it's
like
astrology.
That is in line with your profile. Like, I feel like that kind of response, more like
he meant it for real.
Uh huh.
Are you into astrology?
Like for leisure, but I wouldn't base life decisions
right,
on
right,
it.
Right, right, right.
But this guy was legit. Like, he just went, sorry, our moons don't match. And then he just like went, just disappeared.
What possessed you to make that?
Okay.
Dude, it's Belle. She's unique.
In a world full of selfies, how does one stand out?
Amazing.
In a world full of girls trying to look pretty, nothing wrong with that. I too am a girl who wants to look pretty. But if I am to find my man, we need to have a combination of, we need to have a strategy for this. And I thought, what better way to craft a strategy than to directly market myself aggressively to the male gaze? Because Amen. That is the target audience. So what is the male gaze, right? So I'm a woman. So I'm down there primping in front of a camera, going whipping my hair in front of a fan. Yeah. Yeah. Then I edit to put in slow motion. Mm-hmm. That's male gazey as fuck.
Okay.
And then I put a psychedelic heart background to hypnotize them. So when they come to my profile, they don't scroll away, because the heart profile is like You see like this? How do you scroll
and
away?
There's text.
Yeah. So even if you're not into me, right, you will probably be bamboozled to stay for a few more moments on the
and
profile.
And then you got the retention, the audience retention there.
And then right, and then once you're there, right, I got texts that come out immediately. Like, I have to create demand. So I say, back by popular demand. Ooh, like what's back by popular demand? Me, bitch. Then single for a limited time only. Promote you to act fast. Swipe right now. Call to action. And then, to top it all off, I added an explosion at the back, because men love explosions.
We do.
Yeah, because yeah. I want the straight man, right? The straight man love is either football or explosions, and I can't edit a football. It doesn't fit in my aesthetic. So, explosion it is. And then I birthed this masterpiece that Bumble took down. Don't understand. They don't recognize artistic value when they see it. Okay. Anyway, yeah. So that's my profile. What's your opinion?
Can I be honest?
Yeah,
can
go ahead.
I be like honest? If I was a single man on the dating apps and everything like that, I would think like, wow, this chick confirmed damn noisy. I'll be honest. Like, that is my honest to God like reaction.
Damn what?
Noisy.
Which I just want to say,
right? I think like in a relationship, you need to balance each other out. Correct. So I'm a very noisy person. I find that that you can't have two very noisy people. Or not, then it will be chaos. You so need to.
I will probably change my dating profile strategy after a while. Like, if this yields no results, I will probably change it to something else.
How
like
long has this
normal
has this
picture
came out?
About maybe a month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just want to see what would be, because I've been using normal pictures for a while. I just want to see what would happen if I changed it up. Like,
I think if you're looking for someone who understands this vibe, then you're doing it right.
Okay.
Here's the thing. You're casting your net smaller,
and that's your aesthetic
right?
as well, right?
Then what are you looking for? Like, are you looking for like, what is your type and everything like
oh
that?
My god, oh my god, this strategy? Oh my god, oh my god. Okay. This is the perfect time. Okay. I love, these are traits that I love. I love playfulness. I love generosity. I love guys who are romantic, thoughtful, have a sense of humor. Funny guys most important. I don't care whatever it is, you got flaws or
what
whatever.
What kind of funny guys? Because there's like the outrightly like, hey bro, listen to me, I got a story to tell. And like there's the, you know, like low key like funny guys where they, if you
they
listen to them, they're funny.
And
yeah.
then they'll say one line yeah, and it's the most hilarious thing
yeah,
ever.
Yeah.
I think I appreciate humor both ways.
Regardless,
because the humor right tells me that you're smart. If you're funny and you're quick with it, lets me know that you're intelligent. So I think the humor is not just so much about humor, it's also about indication of intelligence.
Got it.
Speaking of indication of intelligence, I've agreed to another sake, overflowing sake shot.
Oh, it's ambitious men also.
Okay, they are very ambitious right now, especially Clem. Alright, just drink.
Overflowing sake. Cheers, guys.
Cheers, man.
Cheers.
Let's see where this goes, lah.
Yes. Wow, so liquid. So courage.
How?
Oh my gosh.
How?
Oh my gosh, the transformation. I mean, listen, I don't want to be racist, but he's Indian, so he can drink, you know. But like, I want to see this guy.
Usually
with two
I can drink.
It's not.
Usually I can drink. And
one
I
more
like
for Clem.
No. Usually I really can. I think Dan knows this. That I, generally speaking, for a quote unquote Chinese guy, I can definitely drink. However, I didn't know. I don't usually drink sake.
Oh, yeah, sake hits
so
you.
I didn't know that sake hits. So let's see where this goes. Right.
We didn't get a chance to really see like the bad Bumble horror stories yet.
Okay, yeah, let's look at some horrible profiles.
Okay, we'll take a look at that.
Yes. Would you like to read them or you want me to read them? Read them to you.
Please read them.
Okay.
We want your POV of this.
Okay. My therapist would say I am not cut out for a relationship. Wow. Thanks.
Hang on. This is Bumble, so you are reaching out?
This Hinge. So it's like what they put on their profile.
Oh, okay.
Like this is their profile that they curated thinking that you would swipe on them based on what they put out.
But, you know, fair enough. Some people look for toxic.
Yeah, true.
What?
Some people, okay, I guarantee you, this person is not like, it's still getting some matches. Because if it's someone who is really just like, I'm in my whole era, I'm not looking for anything, this guy is obviously not looking for anything, but you know what? Maybe one time good fuck. And that's
maybe
the
one time good
out.
Fuck.
And that's what they could be getting. They could be getting many one time good fucks.
Then he should use the limited space that he has on the profile, right, to talk about that, like to show his sexual prowess and not like say like irrelevant.
But this is one part of the entire profile.
Okay.
Also,
I guess continue.
Also,
like
girls,
the next one could be 9-inch horse cock.
Be strategic if you want to be like that, right? Insert pictures right away. Let us decide.
I don't think that.
Silhouette. Oh.
But my buddy usually sends me like the silhouette. Yeah.
Gray
did I say
pants.
My buddy? Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, you told us about that.
Yeah.
And that he takes your hand and puts it.
I mean,
on
this
his.
Is the third time now, so
you think about that quite often.
I think so too. Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, you probably won't get flagged, lah. I mean, it's still technically okay. Not exposing, you know. What else?
All right, Valerie, read the next
so
one.
So the next red flag profile is: my most controversial opinion is there are no platonic male female friendships.
But that's also right, a very male POV on some things. I don't agree with it.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of men do.
Yeah.
I mean, I've spoken about this before. It's not that I don't think that there cannot be any platonic. It's just that there's a limit to how close a guy could be with a guy.
Okay, but like,
know.
it's giving I don't like you having male friends.
Insecure vibes. Yeah.
You
insecure.
Know, I can see into the future already. If you go with this guy, right, one day he's going to say, oh, this is my best friend, Becky. She and I have been best friends since forever. We also like to tickle each other on the bed and have sleepovers. Oh, yeah. She's my best friend. Nothing going on, though. But then, actually, this is what he thinks.
Huh?
Red flag.
How do you go that
seen,
far from just that one caption?
No, trust me. I think in 4K. Unless it's a to-do with spatials and maps, then no. Okay, the next one is, hello, I like girls with short hair on a picture of me with long hair.
Maybe, you know, okay, like short hair, long hair, like depends. It all really depends. Like,
you try
how long is
like,
long
it's
and
like,
how
like,
short
it,
is
it,
short?
Like here, right, is this considered long or short?
How is this ambiguous? Like this is long hair.
This is like, it's just short, it's shoulder-ish lah.
Shoulder-length-ish.
Like, it's not flowy to the back. It's not like, I mean like short doesn't have to be like the
like
long
ball,
part. It doesn't have to be that, it doesn't have to be that.
Okay.
I'm just being devil's
sure,
advocate.
No, please
give
do
me,
that.
Give me alternate POV.
Okay, this one is going to be a challenge. The one thing you should know about me is I'm in a sexually open relationship.
Hey, that one is very direct.
Thanks.
Very direct.
Thanks for the honesty.
Very fucking direct one.
Because right, if they don't say it, then you go on like two dates. You start like, hey, by the way, my girlfriend, that's my girlfriend.
My wife.
My wife.
So that one is like a, that's straight.
Yeah,
note.
So this is fair lah. But
this
you can also,
fair.
It's
this
also fair for you to say.
Because like, if you're in an open, the whole point of open relationship is also be able to like explore outside.
Yeah.
So this one is being like direct. Like if you're in open relationship, I want to know like immediately. Because like, is that what I'm looking for? Is that what I'm definitely not looking for? Like it's on the table straight away.
Sure.
I respect that.
Okay, I respect the honesty. Just that as a person who is not looking for that, then you scrolling all the profiles and then you
fair
see
enough,
this.
Fair enough.
You're like, hello. Hello. Okay, next one. Okay, I told you about the moon filter already, right? This one. This guy says, my unusual skill is being disappointing on dates.
Oh, come on, man.
Okay, I just small dick energy.
There's a small dick energy. It's like, oh, wow. I can't believe you swiped
Don't
right
expect
on
for
me.
Too much, you know.
What happened to best foot forward? What happened to ambition? You see, like, straight up, you can tell this guy is insecure.
Is that the last one for the compilation? No. Or is there a lot more?
There's just a few more. We do not
any,
have
any highlights. I feel any highlights?
How can we spice that one up for the guy? Let's
Which one?
Some advice. Disappointing on first dates.
What is the prompt
that
again?
Don't end in sex.
I guarantee you
then
that I can
dive into horoscope again.
No. Okay. I think I would change that to I can guarantee you that I can give you 2.5 good dates.
No. It's unusual skills.
Oh, unusual. Yeah. So I guarantee you, I can give you 2.5 good dates. Because, okay, so end of the day, right, these apps, right, it's like sales. You need to get leads. Okay? In order to get leads, right, you need to get people to ask questions. You cannot give them everything. You cannot give them the answers. So, chicks, right, especially in a platform where Bumble,
why?
You need chicks to...
This one is like, what is the half?
Yeah, it's like, they will ask, like, what do you mean by 2.5 leh? Yeah. But then at the same time, you need to have good answers, but still not give them any answers until you go to the date and then you disappoint them on the third date with like some micro penis or some shit. Then that's when they'll finally know the answer.
So that's your metric lah. So third date, fuck lah.
2.5.
This is not me. I'm trying to help the guy out get more leads. Because,
like, this is sales, right? You just need to get leads. No matter what, a lead is a lead, right? Depends on the quality. Just get leads first. Mm. Okay? Now, because of all the profiles that you've shown us, I'm getting the impression that the dating experience for you hasn't been the best. Any bad dates recently, ever since the new phase of life?
No, actually, because I think I don't go on a lot of dates, so I only go out with them when I think that they are nice and I
How long do you need to wait? In a talking stage, like the texting back and forth, right, before you think that we need to go on a date?
Okay, so when I first started off, right, I was in a really long relationship, and then I didn't date much then, so I come out, I'm single.
I was in a very long committed relationship, I didn't date much then, huh?
As in, I don't have like the dating experience.
As
an adult. So when I came out,
I did a bit lah. You know, when I drink a bit too much, then I did a bit. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't want to. Someone advised me right to go on like 3 dates a week just to like figure out what my preferences are.
Oh my god, I actually did that leh. Oh. I did that with my flatmates when I was like living with these.
You
two.
Dated your flatmates?
No, we did that exercise. We just go out on dates 3 times a week and then come back and debrief.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, it's like, okay, we wouldn't go on dates to find the one. We would go on dates to find out what we don't want.
Mm-mm-mm.
And then if it happens where you like just like this guy a little bit too much, then continue, then you end up together.
See how long.
You know? Mm. It's a good plan. That's why I'm saying to you. Auntie say it's a good plan.
I went on a handful and I learned a few things, but I think that was because there was no... I was willing to go on those dates after matching them, right? So I've discovered a few things, and then now I have, like, I'm not going to go out on dates just because anymore. So now I actually have to talk to them and see if I really like them. Do they check some boxes? And then I go out with them. So,
however, okay, but I feel like dating, obviously, is a very lonely thing, right? So how do you know, like, what is your boxes? And it's also, there's are they not checking my boxes, or am I asking for too much at this stage, or should I give this person a chance, right? Mm-hmm. If I feel like if you stuck in too many, like, talking stages, right, you will stay single for very long. You kind of just need to, like, go on and actually meet people IRL, especially because I feel like people may not know how to show their best selves IRL. And let's be honest, you're finding a partner, you're not finding a texting buddy. Mm-hmm. So how can you judge someone based on how they text you back?
Yeah, of course, I agree with that.
But I think banter is important also, right? How they respond to your texts.
So it's like, it's not like I'm putting like a one whole PDF list of criteria. It's just, I actually think the standards are really not that high. I just need to enjoy the conversation with you and there's good vibes. And you don't have any like obvious red flags, like in your profile say you don't think guys and girls can be platonic friends or something like that.
Gaslighty thing, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Or they let slip like one comment that lets me know that they are bigoted or racist in some way. Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. Actually, there were guys that I thought were pretty good, but then they didn't want to go on dates. So there's also an issue of like people who just like afraid of...
Enquire only lah, never come up for appointment.
No, but then if they don't want to go on dates, then what do they want?
Yeah, what the fuck do you want?
Actually, I'm quite confused about that also. Like they will match me and then they will ask for my telly and then like they're collecting it. And then I'll be like, oh, do you want to go on a date? And they'll be like, I'm not really like looking to go on dates right now.
Maybe
I just want
you
to make
vibe,
friends.
But they don't vibe with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that.
Then why they want to collect my like after they say no,
because
I'm like cool.
It's still like the talking. It's still the talking phase, right? It's still like I also want to learn more about you, but then I realize that there's no.
But how long have you been chatting with them then?
Chemistry.
But what happened to what you guys said about you can't gauge based on that? So I follow that logic at the beginning and I ask them like I only ask them when I feel like it might actually work on a date. I only ask like maybe like three guys, and then they all. At the beginning, he was like, oh, I'm not ready to go on dates because I, whatever, just got out of a relationship. Then the other one is like, oh, I'm also not ready. I don't feel like going. I just want, like, chat. And then he followed me on Instagram, replied to my stories, but doesn't want to go.
Maybe he saw you and he was starstruck, lah.
No way. There's no... Yeah, but...
Well, we discussed a lot of things about the whole men and women dynamic thing. This has been a very interesting episode. Of course, I'm looking at the two sake shots that y'all made me do.
It's definitely more than two, la. It's overflowing.
Yeah, it's an overflowing sake.
I would say each of these is like three shots.
Yeah, and I don't know why, but I really think I'm quite sensitive to sake. So we're gonna end off here. Any final thoughts, Daniel, about bitches?
I mean, you do you, la.
All right. Yes. Okay.
Wait, who are you referring to? Like thoughts about
what do you mean?
Thoughts about bitches.
Thought about like chicks and bitches and shit.
Ah, okay. Mm. No, I'm just kidding.
That's the nicest way to talk.
Nah, I'm just kidding. I'm just messing with you.
Respectfully, them bitches.
Respectfully.
Respectfully, right.
Respectfully, them hoes.
Them hoes. Okay. Alright, well, thank you guys so much for tuning into the Lekkari Show. This is truly one of the rare times that I actually am a bit buzzed. Yeah? Ooh. And so because of that, Daniel will be sending you guys off. Right, handing over to Daniel.
So make sure to rate us 5 stars on Spotify, follow us on TikTok and Instagram, watch us on YouTube, and we'll catch you in the next episode. Peace out!
Bye!
Peace out!